Hey everybody, we are live. This will, the actual MP3 and the podcast will show up later, but welcome to the Flummery 26. I am one of your hosts, War Machine, aka Guy LaDouche, aka Love Stink. I am joined by my cohort, Frosty, the Frostinator.
Frosty, Adam, and my other name is Adam.
What's your name?
Adam.
Adam. Adong.
Adong.
We got to keep it kind of like a little.
PC?
Yeah. Well, a little quiet tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. What? Surprise me with this. I'm going to surprise your fans.
You don't want to feel the wrath of my sister coming downstairs.
I know. I get it.
She gets angry when she gets
I get it.
Or so does Hank. How's your week, buddy? Tell me about your week. You said you had a good week.
No, I didn't. I said I had a horrible week.
You want to talk about it?
No, my weekend was awesome.
By the way,
I'm going to close this.
This is sponsored by Jim Beam and Coors Light tonight.
They're paying for us to say that.
Yep. So, we're doing that. So, you don't want to talk about your week, Adam?
No, my weekend was awesome, dude.
Yeah. What'd you do on the weekend?
Well, we went to B52 and we tried out the patio. New patio.
Right.
I have to say, I'm just closing. Okay, so what I did was I closed your two porn things that, you know, your popular stuff on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I was closing those. Now it's just YouTube and prank calls. So anyway, I'm just explaining. See, that's the problem now. I'm going to explain stuff. I'm going to explain it to you, Lucy.
Explain it.
I'll explain it to you, Lucy. Okay, so we went to the patio, me and the wifey.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happened.
This is B52's in Invergrove Heights.
Yeah.
We just had Brandon on the last episode talking about the patio.
So. And they have a brand new patio. It's tits. It's tits.
So your experience.
We went in to me and my wife. My parents were in town. They took the kids home with them on Sunday. But on Saturday night, we went to the patio. We asked them if we could go out. They're like, yeah, awesome. So we did. And then we went into B52's first. We had a couple drinks.
Downstairs.
Jack. Yep. We had one drink with Jack. But you know what? We're going to go upstairs. We're going to try the patio. We get up there and fail to realize that it was like 28 degrees outside. But it didn't matter because they've got genius idea. So it's a patio in Minnesota, right? This is June, and I think it was about 52 degrees outside with a
colder.
nice, but it's the wind too.
I was
right?
in Eau Claire, and it was that cold.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it so she needed the blankets, but they genius idea. They have these nice microfiber blankets, and about a
yes.
shitload of them, I guess.
I actually felt one last night.
Yeah. On your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, Caitlin was wearing one. The tall, skinny sister.
Yes. Yep.
She came up. She was wearing one. I'm like, ooh. Is that the new...
Any chance you get?
No. No. I won't even go down that road. As much as I'd like to.
So, we go up on the patio, have a couple shots with Jason, our friend Jason Saji. We called him on episode 3 or 4.
Was he upstairs? Working?
Yeah, he got like inaugural weekend, I guess.
Oh, okay. Because he was downstairs Monday.
So it was pretty, yeah.
Right.
So it was pretty fun. Oh.
Right.
I don't want it to restart. So it was pretty fun, and we start to have a real good time. And then a couple other people that Jason knows, should I tell this story?
Tell it. Why not?
Okay, so me and my wife are up there having a blast. She's like madly in love. I'm like funny as hell. Got a kind of a buzz on. I'm starting to get kind of drunk. Well... Anyway, Jason comes over and he's like, hey, how's it going? And we talk. We have a really good time with him. Then a couple more friends of his show up and then they're sitting on the other side where we can't really see them. And Jason is introducing me and he goes, have you guys ever seen the movie Uncle Buck? And Jason is Jason is half Japanese,
yes,
right?
Half Caucasian, half Japanese.
Yeah, he's half Japanese. And I go, so I'm like thinking he's making a fat joke. So I'm just like, oh, it's okay then. And I'm like, have you ever seen the movie Pearl Harbor? But it was really loud. It was one of those things where it immediately gets quiet. And he doesn't help me at all, like, and kind of giggle or anything. He just turns around and walks away.
You know what's funny about
mid-sentence.
You told me that story earlier this week, and you were, like, worried if he was pissed at you.
Fuck. Of course I was worried. That was really fucking aggressive. And as he's walking away in desperation, I'm like, well, you were making a fat joke, so I made an Asian joke. Crash
and burn, huh?
Burned.
Slider?
Yes.
You're going to be the new Slider in Top Gun.
No. I don't stink. I'm the one who says the line all the time. Slider, you stink.
You stink.
That's his line. It looks like we're alcoholics. Mm-hmm.
This one is really strong, so I got to add to it a little
Beam and Coke. It's like as you get older, you regress to your teenage drinks.
Beam's a
That's
teenage
a lot
drink.
Of sugar. Of course, Light is how I go.
Yeah. Is that how you're rolling?
So do you guys like hearing that stuff? Mm.
So how was the rest of the night there?
Oh, it was fantastic. We go back downstairs, and another funny story. My wife is sitting next to me. I'm talking to someone I know as Artie, and we're having...
Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew. We're having a good time. I'm like, we decide I'm not driving the truck home, okay? We're getting I almost said Hulu. We're getting an Uber...
A Gruber?
An Uber. Yeah, I just now discovered this company. I'd never heard of it before. But we're getting an Uber. So I'm like, all right, let's have a couple more rounds. Well, I'm like...
Well, you're getting shots by this point.
Yeah. I'd had a couple. I was going to have maybe a couple more. So I'm like, hey, could I get another shot? They bring it over. My wife just sneaks in there, grabs it. Loop. Clink.
And that was supposed to be your shot.
Yeah. I look at her. I'm like... And she's standing over here. I look at her. I'm like, you are not going to be talking English in about 14 minutes. 12 minutes later, it was like, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, honey. And then she demands to dance with me.
Was there any among dance the music going on at this point?
It was, yeah, like a kind of, we did like a waltzy thing, but she was like tripping all over.
I would have paid to record that. I would have put you on the Flummery Live for that.
Arnie laughs. He's laughing his ass off. He's like, he was like, that was it. He was like, it was pretty fun to watch her can that shot of Jameson. I'm like, yep, that's how.
Did she do another one after that?
No. I'm like, well, that's my cue. I think we got to get going. And I'm pretty buzzed up too, but I didn't, you know. Oh my God. So we get out of, we're about to leave. I'm like, okay, I'm going to look up an Uber. Well, Artie's like, let me give you a ride home. Because he had just gotten there. He had like two beers, kind of his nightcap before bed, I guess, and drives us home. And that was the end of that night. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. I am excited. Yeah. I didn't get to experience the patio until Monday, but there wasn't really much going on there.
No, you fucking cheated us. Out of a pre-opening visit.
What are you talking about?
Well, you wait till we leave, and then you're like, hey, Brandon, I'm coming up. Remember you posted how you got to go up there?
Oh, yeah.
It was like
but
Friday?
Yeah. I didn't get served a drink up there. I brought a drink up there.
That's cool.
Sat down.
That was last night? No, Monday, you said.
Well, no, that pre-thing was before the patio opened, so that was like the week before.
Oh, I meant the time you went now where you got served.
Monday,
okay.
And I actually stopped there for a drink last night, too, and I'll be there tonight. Since I'm going out of town, I might as well live it up.
I guess, before you have to sequester yourself with your parents.
Yeah, partially with my parents and partially without my parents.
Do you have your own room?
It's a two-bedroom cabin. We share it, and usually my brother and my sister. Okay, so I'll tell people what's going on. I'm going up to Crane Lake, which is on the border.
That's a good idea.
It's right on the border of Canada, and the lake actually gives you access through a place called King's Narrow to all the other bigger lakes.
Mm-hmm.
on the border of Canada.
Yeah, look that up on the map. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
King's Narrow.
So you don't. We're not just. You know, you're not just limited to Crane Lake.
We will take the hobbits to King's Narrow. Sorry.
Winter is coming.
No, it's hobbits. I went. Okay, we can mix them up. It doesn't matter. It's not a real thing.
But yeah, so it's a beautiful place, and then there's also trails up there, which I usually go hiking for a day or two.
Do you take mushrooms?
No, I'm not that kind of guy.
Can you imagine taking mushrooms and then getting lost in the woods? Like, basically, you could die in those woods.
I would rather be a... We're all nervous. I would have to be an experienced LSD user or mushroom user to do that. And not be like the guy that would experience it like for the first or second time.
I still don't think you should do it. Like even if people who know what they're doing, I don't think, because then they just be like, I don't care.
Maybe smoke a little weed, but
yeah, that'd be good.
You know, that's about it. But I haven't been doing that much.
Smoke a little, drink a little.
So yeah, I'm excited. This Saturday, I'm going to be gone from Saturday to Saturday afternoon. Then we come back and we do number 27 with Ryan. We'll be having a friend from Eau Claire area who's in the band Catechize. Ryan Benson will be on the 8th
From Catechize.
Yep, from Catechize for the Foamery
27. So you look them up on before you hear jib jab.
And then we're supposed to go out with him and show him a good time because he's staying overnight.
Before the show, if you guys want to check them out, they do have a couple things on YouTube, don't they?
I believe so. I haven't done my research yet on it.
Yeah.
I will before that.
We're going to look at it. I know we listened to a couple of things. Wow. Gollum. Back to the Hobbits.
Yep.
I'm a nerd.
So we haven't really been, I think our last podcast was on the 13th. This is the 28th today.
And that's kind of fucked up. We've never done that.
Yeah. We're a little behind.
I've got kids. This is actually a very good segue. You've got a band, and your band has done 3 shows in 2 weeks. A week and a half, yeah. I guess it would be.
You want me to talk about that?
Absolutely, man. Tell us, okay, start at the first venue. If you remember who you played with, how many chicks you banged, like how many shots you took, how many chicks you banged, and like all the banging and the coke.
God, I'm drawing a blank now. Was it a Wednesday? Thursday night we played in Chippewa Falls.
Thursday?
I believe it was the...
Wisconsin chicks are easy.
17th. I don't remember the date. 14th or 17th. Not last Thursday, the Thursday before that. We opened for a band called September Morning, which is a Sumerian sign band, chick lead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Sumerian sign, though?
Yep.
I didn't know that. We like Sumerian, by the way.
I love Sumerian.
Pretty much every band on that label rules.
The crowd was okay. We always have a good time and a good show at Chippewa Falls. We haven't had a bad experience there. The crowd could have been better with a so-called bigger band like that, but...
Right.
I don't know. Thursday night, Chippewa Falls, you do the math.
Where are they from?
California.
Okay, so they're... Wow, that's weird that they'd be in Chippewa Falls.
Well, they're coming through for another show. Oh, probably cool. Either Madison or Milwaukee from Minnesota. Right.
Okay.
And then Wes, who is the owner and bookie promoter of... Everybody's Bar, usually gets mid-level national acts coming through there. And it's usually on a day, on one of their day off, and they can play a show, you know, in between.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how he rolls with the booking on that side.
How does he get them to come on their day off?
I don't know.
Like everybody else.
He's a cool dude. Super cool dude. Uncalled
for.
We played there 3 times this year. We're going to play there. We have one more show booked there. And I guarantee you, we'll play another time before the end of the year. So we'll probably play there 5 times before the end of the year.
That's good.
Yeah.
Get that base built up. You do have to start focusing on at least the east side of the cities. Some St. Paul acts, St. Paul crew, St. Paul shows. I mean, you have to. I need it.
It's all, when you're talking about... The music scene in this area, it's all just St. Paul, Minneapolis. There's no east or west. It's just...
Well, I just mean...
You know, there's no divisional kind of
thing.
We
need to get you over here.
Well, we're playing Opinion Brewery September 1st.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That'll be your second time at Opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my second time at Opinion.
Yeah. I got an opinion for you.
Yeah.
So
they had a midget serving drinks last time we were there. I meant a small person.
Really?
No, it was the kid.
That's right. So the following week,
wasn't really
the next
drinks.
Wednesday, we had a showdown in...
Go on.
Anyways.
Sorry, we're Facebooking. Yep. It's not a bad...
You should go to the Formery page.
I guess. Okay, go on.
So Wednesday, we went down to Mankato and played at a place called the What's Up Lounge, which is just... it's a venue on top of another bar, second floor. It's kind of weird, but... if anybody knows Mankato... sorry, I'm a little verklempt here.
That's all right. Go on.
The Oleander Bar in Mankato, and above that, it's called the What's Up Lounge.
Why didn't you point this out before?
I did see it. Look at my comment on it.
Yeah. You got Steve Brule.
Yeah, see my comment? Peanut Noor.
There we go.
Did you tag yourself?
Absolutely, man.
So we played that show, and that was another national act that's called Never Say Die.
Peanut Noor. Never Say Die.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mid-national act.
They were a band called My Darkest Hour formerly, which was a pretty big band. You know, that stripper song, I seem to just set my eyes on you. Well, no, yes. That's not it. It's like a hooker, whatever.
Fuck, I look like an idiot.
Totally.
We can't do this. Okay.
Yeah, don't watch it.
I won't.
So Wednesday night in Mankato, they drew. I totally appreciate them having us and stuff, but their draw was horrible too. It was okay. I mean, I'm not here to. We had a fun show. We played the best show that we could for what we had, but to top it off, we had a show that following or Saturday after Wednesday, and we were back. We were in Eau Claire at the House of Rock, which is closing up in July.
It's closing up.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? It seems like they've got a lot of good acts go through there too.
Yeah, it's decent. The owner's just tired of it, and I guess it's going to turn into like a retail or something place.
That's a bummer.
So we got to play there, and that was probably our best show within the three shows. We had so much fun. The response was really awesome. Laura, from our friend bartender from Chippewa Falls, came down.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, and watched us.
Hey, I want to be famous.
You want to be famous? Mm-hmm. So
my name is Jeff.
Yeah. My name is Eric.
Hi, my name is Trey.
Well, that's pretty awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing so many shows now. It's pretty cool that when you ramped it up. I was like, holy shit. And it was three shows in a week and a half. And then you've also done two others in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Two at least.
Yeah. Last week and a half, too. In the last 2 weeks, we've met with two different producers, engineers about recording later this summer, early fall. So that was my night last night. And we're coming down to a decision. We got to pick one, and then we got to decide a time, and then we got to decide the songs, and then we got to get pre-pro done. So that's going to be a lot of work, and eventually get Josh and Ramon in the studio. And I will be doing the guitars and the bass here.
Do you have to put... Okay. I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Do you have to put the vocals... Do you always have to record the vocals separate? I mean, I know they isolate if you're playing together, like with the walls, you know, the sound walls.
You should, and when you're recording, you don't want any other outside noises affecting it.
Like burps?
Like this fan blowing in the background.
You can't really hear, can you? Hold on.
You can hear a little bit.
Call in, you guys. Let us know if you can hear the fan.
Yeah, we're taking calls. We're live right now, so.
Let us know if you can hear the fan in the background.
I hear a fan, you guys. Oh, my God. Let me in. Open the window.
Not so loud. We're doing QuietCast tonight.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so that's the reason. So that's the reason that we're doing a QuietCast.
What?
Because.
It's late.
Because it's late. I work second shift, but Lance had a bunch of shows. I took that time to hang with my family. And have a good time with everybody too. You know, I had a good time. I missed the podcast. I did. I get lots of notes. I came up with some new stuff that I probably won't even use.
You got notes here, no?
Yeah, but I definitely need to talk about something. One of the fucking really fun things I did while you were away rocking your dick off.
Okay. I mean, well, let me plug my band real quick here.
Yeah, why didn't... Okay, sorry.
So if you guys haven't liked the show, there's two things I need you to do. Check out The Flummery, which is our podcast, if you just happen to stumble across us, and give us a like. You know, find us on YouTube. Find us on theflummery.net.
Yep.
Find us on Facebook and like the
at
page.
The Flummery. You can find us on Twitter at Flummery Podcast.
Also, my band, Eris, you can find us on Facebook, which I have to change the name, but you can find us at Eris Project MN. Or if you do all capitals in Eris, you should be able to find us on Facebook. And also give us a like and come to one of our upcoming shows.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, so what do you got to talk about?
Okay, so I did something really awesome for Father's Day / my birthday. We went to our friend's house and we camped, and that was really cool. And they have a pool, so we just pretty much partied all weekend, but it's kid-friendly, I guess, until the sun goes down. But we had a good time there, but then on the way back, we stopped at... And I got to... first, we had like a brunch at not just a bar.
Where was this
in
at?
In
Bayside?
No.
Where Bay...
like Bayfront. What the fuck? Bayport. Yeah, right up the coast.
South of Stillwater.
Yes, yeah. So it's just a little jog up 95 there. Oh my God, they've got the best breakfast. They've got the best Bloody Marys. And I didn't even add Tabasco this time because the Bloody Marys are that good.
What's the place called?
It's called Everybody's Bar, and Everybody's Cafe is right next to it.
Oh.
Wait, no, it's not Everybody's Bar. It's not just the bar. See, look at, I can have your...
Yeah, you have Chippewa Falls in your mind.
Now, I'm kind of pissed because I would love to go to Chippewa Falls and party at a concert. But I did not do those. But
Friday, September 11th, you can.
Never forget.
No, I'm wrong. August 11th.
Okay.
My bad.
Sorry, September 11th. So, we have this brunch, and then my daughter's like, oh, we should see. Mommy thought it might be a good idea if we all went to Cars or this other show that I didn't want to see. And I'm like,
this is Saturday.
Yeah. No, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
At like noonish. I'm like, you know, honey, those both sound great. I'm like, I asked my wife, I'm like, did you talk to William about the movie yet? And she's like, no. I'm like, are you against you and William taking a nap and me and Harper seeing Wonder Woman? My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman. And you know how excited I was about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, Harper? I don't think we're going to see Cars today. I think we're going to see a different movie. She's like, what is it? I'm like, I don't know. It's a surprise. So we go. I tell her.
Is that PG-13?
It's PG-13 and she's 7. So I'm like, am I the bad dad for bringing my daughter there? Well, I explained to her there'd be violence. I explained to her there might even be nudity. I didn't know if it was PG. PG-13 could have something in it, I guess.
Yeah, there's nudity in some PG-13 movies.
Yeah,
actually.
Like maybe just like
it's very rare, but
a nip
it happens.
Slip or
yeah.
something. But either way, it was just like it was kind of a dream of mine because I knew this Wonder Woman was going to be so much. And no offense to all the fans from before. It was going to be so much better than that fucking television show from when I was a kid. Because I watched that television show and I liked it, but I was like, it's kind of, it's too cheesy for kids even sometimes. But whatever. We went to the movie, popcorned it up. I had soda. She got an icy. She's like, she's drinking. It tastes just like Coca-Cola. I'm like, yep, it's a Coca-Cola icy. She's like, it's so good. And then it was the best. And then I'm like, and I'll do it. I'll demonstrate it since we're live. But I lean in before the movie starts, but after. And I've told my kids this, how important it is to not have the phones on and stuff in the theater and to not talk in the theater because you're one of like a few hundred people possibly or at least 100 people. And so they know. And Harper is like, follows the rules. So I get my phone out. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just going to take a quick selfie of us at Wonder Woman. And this is what happens when you take a selfie with the reverse photo. fucking. Did you see the flash?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that the screen lights
You're that
up.
Dude.
No, I'm not that dude. That's exactly wrong. That dude. She looks at me like this. What are you doing? I'm like, I just wanted a selfie of me and you at Wonder Woman. I'm sorry. I'm like, I didn't know I was going to do that. She's like, okay, it's okay, Dad. It's okay, Dad. And I told her that she might be too scared. If she got too scared, close her eyes, lean in. So about 10 minutes into the movie, she leans up. She goes, Dad, I haven't even been scared once yet. And I'm like, no, I know. It's a good movie so far. And after the movie, Dad, I didn't get scared once during that whole movie. And I'm like, she's going to remember this. She's going to fucking remember this. Because it was a big buildup. And then she saw it. And then she was like, I wasn't scared the whole time. And nothing seemed inappropriate to me. And I'm only 7. And I think it's like, and that's what I wanted.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because this Wonder Woman is like, there's this few kitschy lines and the cheeky lines, you know, and, you know, cliche type stuff. But it's more of like a slap that back. You know what I mean? Right. Like slap the cliche back.
I have a question for
you. She's so badass.
Is Chris Pine dreamy in there?
He's the dreamiest.
I think he's a pretty dreamy cat.
He's probably the hottest of like all the Chrises. Like, I think he's hottest Chris in Hollywood.
Josh Duhamel's another hottie, too.
Josh Duhamel's real hot.
And he's from North Dakota. I'm not even more hot.
I'm more of, I think Chris Pratt is funny guy, not hot guy.
He's attractive, but he's not. I don't think he's
more like a,
he's not
Harrison
Josh,
Ford.
He's not Josh Duhamel level.
No, Josh Duhamel is a dream boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go Vikes.
Yeah. So about the movie, you had fun with your daughter.
Holy fuck, it's such a good movie.
Loved it. How do you rate that movie out of 10? What is your rating?
Okay, my rating, it's a fucking 10. But I went in with expectations. They were met, and I don't do that normally. I mean, normally I know what I'm going to get. I didn't know because DC, you know, has let me down in the past. Me personally, I know other people have liked stuff, but whatever. There's been letdowns, but I've also known that it wasn't going to be as good as some of the Marvel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the Marvel stuff has started to let me down a little bit. Ant-Man was a great, great surprise. I loved that. But anyway, the point is, I
thought it was fun. I thought Ant-Man was fun.
I would rate it a 10 because of the experience. Now, the movie itself, I would give it an 8.7, 8.5 or higher. And the reason I would do that is because it was a more complete movie. There's people who will say it went too fast, which, of course, it's an origin story. I don't know what it is about DC origin stories where they rush it in a way that it feels rushed. It's like if you're going to go through these segments of people's lives, you can do it in like a flashback or in stuff, and it doesn't seem rushed. But I don't know why DC feels like they have to rush it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, either way, that's just how it comes off. So that's my expectation now when I see movies. I didn't think this one was nearly as rushed. Even though a lot happened, there was only one part that I thought was rushed. And they had to, like, cut it. It was their boat ride from Amazon to, you know, what is it called? The island of...
Dr. Moreau.
What the fuck? Have you been watching South Park again?
No.
Dude, that's a good ass fucking movie and book. You know there's an Island of Dr. Moreau that's like super old, a movie. That's what you hear those sounds.
Well, there's
sounds.
One with Val Kilmer and Marlo, what's his name?
Brando. I think there's one from that's black and white. From a
there
long
is,
long
there is. There's one with a remake with Marlon Brando.
Okay, so 8.7. I'm sorry. 8.7 because the story was there. The heroine.
It was developed.
It was the best female lead. Aside from maybe, of course, when I'm thinking of this, I'm picturing her. And she's not really a female lead, but the best female, like, wow, complete character. Black Widow. I think that luckily because it's played by...
That's the villain in there?
No. Black Widow is in Avengers, and she's played by... she's a really attractive...
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. She plays a really complete part, and she makes that role. Like, she totally does.
In Wonder Woman?
No, no, no. I'm just saying, I'm comparing them. For me, I love the Black Widow. Like,
okay.
The way she plays that character.
She likes to jump on dudes' heads with her neck.
With her, kills her legs, them, dude.
And just fucking twist.
But she's also, like, kind of deep. She's scarred from the shit. She used to do bad stuff, and now she's trying to do good stuff. It's a really good, deep character, and it's a good character for a woman to play, you know what I mean? Because it's a good character for women, as in, like, how they're portrayed, I think. Right. It's very deep. She's her own person. She'd kick ass, but she's also, you know, not emotional, but, like, you can kind of relate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a really deep character, in my opinion. Wonder Woman, I figured out what was going on at the end there, but I won't divulge it. Really, I thought she'd played a really deep character. I mean, she had to be...
Gal
Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
I'm into Chris Pine.
I know you are. You're pining for him.
I'm pining
out. I'm making that joke again. Oh, my God.
Who's hotter, Chris Pine or Ryan Gosling?
You gotta do that to me?
I gotta do that to you.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. I think he's got a little bit better physique.
He looks like he might be small. His body seems weird to me, but I still think he's hotter.
Yeah.
He's got a big face.
Ryan?
Yeah.
It's a horse face. He's got a longer face.
Why the long face, Ryan Gosling?
What's wrong? No, he's still a dreamy, but they're still not as hot as Josh Duhamel.
Right, Josh Duhamel, he's the best.
War Machine switching sides.
That's not necessarily true.
No, just I'm pretty comfortable with my sexuality.
So, what do you think about that? Are you going to see Wonder Woman?
Not in the theater.
Okay, first of all, the two complaints you'll have are the one scene with the boat. And then the boss fight.
Kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy part
two. No, kind of like Superman, where you think there's too much happening and it's going too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't take away. The battle was much shorter.
Yeah. Where the battle in Guardians of the Galaxy was way too fucking long.
I think they did a great job on the length of the battle in Wonder Woman. I'm telling you, you got to see them. Those are the only movies you should see. I get a little excited. Louis Anderson's coming to town. Anyway,
Wheeler Walker Jr. at the Turf Club on the 24th.
I'm not a fan.
I'm going. Jason and I are going.
That's cool.
He texted me today.
He's not as good. Like, his songs aren't even. I don't know. There's better. Like, his songs don't rhyme. Like, he doesn't. It's not a country song. He's just saying aggressive stuff.
You ever listen to any one of his songs?
Yeah.
Or more than one of his songs?
I listened to three of his songs. I listened to Fuck You, Bitch. That could have been way better.
Eating pussy, kicking ass.
I get it, but they could be
Which
parts.
Turns into eating pussy, sucking dick, and kicking ass.
Why is he sucking dick in it?
There's three people watching right now.
That's too many.
Oh, boy.
How do you tell who it is?
I don't know. Don't worry about it right now.
Hey,
Nick.
I know one of them is.
Hey, Valente.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Valente. Hey. I'm gonna get a drink.
Isaiah,
here.
How you doing? Let's have a drink. Have a drink on me. All right.
So
there's a little bit of lag in that, but that's the way it rolls.
When is it show with Jason?
July 24th, I believe, is when Wheeler Walker Jr. is on. So
Wheeler Walker Jr.
eating pussy. I'm kicking my ass.
All right.
Eating pussy.
Explain.
Kicking my ass. Oh, explain Wheeler Walker?
Yeah. Okay. This is for Valente. That's for you, bud. Thank you.
I don't know his full name. It's Ben something. He's a comedian. That's how we got to start. He used to have the Ben Show on Comedy Central a couple years ago.
Oh, dude. I thought that was a decent show.
Yeah. That was him. And he did different sketches. It's kind of like, you know how like P and Keel are?
Yeah.
Key
and Peele?
Yeah, whatever.
Is that right?
Yeah, Key and Peele.
Oh,
so the Ben Show is kind of like that in that premise. But how he got started with Wheeler Walker Jr., which is like the Chris Gaines of fucking Garth Brooks, you know. But
I'm listening.
Comic level. But now he's got like two records out. He started, so one of the bits on the Ben Show, he had this fake like
James Harley Fluff. What up, dog? I'm sorry. Go on. I had to bring that up.
All right.
What's up, Fluffy? Previous guests.
He called me the other day. I got to say, Fluff, that I'm sorry that I didn't get your phone call, but I will call you back. I was at work, actually, when you called me, so. Anyways, he did this bit where he's singing country, and he's got a fake mustache when he was all shaven, and he's doing his bits, you know? But he's actually singing in front of a group of people that enjoy country, and he's singing, like,
okay, that's
you know, eating pussy and kicking ass. And they're just, they show shots of the crowd when he's singing it and stuff, and they're just like dead face, like with like a Budweiser next to him, just sitting there going like this.
They're uncomfortable.
Just going,
we're gonna kill this guy, Ben Stein. Why does okay? Sorry. Why? What is that?
All right, let's concentrate on this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah,
this is what happened. You went live before I was ready.
Yeah.
I blew my load.
Focus on the show, because this is going to be an MP3.
Yeah, with my tooth. Fuck. All right.
Scroll up so it's not on there.
I'm going to.
Okay. There you go.
Sorry, guys.
Keep your mind on the prize.
I'm going to keep my eye on
the prizes. So you have no interest on it going to that show, huh?
Well, I would go because it would be fun, you know. And
no, you can't go. It's on a Monday night anyways.
Yeah, I can't go.
You'll be working.
But here's the good news. I get to go to Guns N' Roses.
When is that again? And that's at the USA Bank Stadium?
Yeah, which I'm wondering. Fuck it right in the pussy. I'm wondering if it will be as good a sound. I kind of wish it was at XL.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a great sound.
I don't think Metallica was a great. Did they end up saying it was a pretty good sound for Metallica?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it was just loud and kind of like echoey. Shit.
Well, I guess that's it.
When is that show, by the way? I keep on dripping on my pants like I'm peeing because it's just condensation.
I keep thinking it's the 18th or something. So it's either, it's on a weekend, so maybe it'd be like the 16th of July or it's in August. I don't remember because we got the ticket so long ago.
You went with your wife?
No, my brother. He's like, I won money in our fantasy football league, and my brother owed money to the guys, and he's one of the guys is just like, hey, Don, pay Adam. Don, my brother. Hey, Don. And he's not going to watch this ever. But he...
Has your brother ever listened to the Flummery?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah. He thought it was pretty funny. Okay. But so he's like, well, fuck, I can give you this cash, or I can just go look online and get some Guns N' Roses tickets. I'm like, yup. Because I've been on this kick of seeing, as you know, getting back into my musical interests, of seeing bands that I told myself I'm going to stop missing bands, famous bands that I would love to see from my younger years. You know what I mean? Like, I missed the last time AC/DC was here, and now they're all fucked up, right? So it's not...
Yeah, Malcolm's out of commission for good.
Yeah, it'll never be the same.
Mm-mm. And I think the bass player or the drummer quit or something like that.
Well, and then didn't the, you know how I am with names, but didn't the singer, he had some hearing issues.
Oh, yeah, Brian Johnson's gone too.
Fuck, I mean, it's like, that's it for me. Now I don't get to see
Axl Rose did the last show with him.
That's awesome. Go, are you going to get a hairball?
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
So it's like I don't get to see AC/DC. I'll never see Brian Wilson perform. I mean,
who I really want to see if he comes through town, Sting. I will go to a Sting show if he comes to town.
You'd almost want to see Sting, not either like on a Police reunion tour. At a club like
you know what? I guarantee you.
Or just Sting by himself on stage with a guitar.
No.
It'd be fucking awesome.
I want to see Sting with a full band, but I guarantee you that Sting does Police songs in those sets.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? Thunder. Get off of it.
It's a comment. I'm throwing out the shout-outs.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Shout-out, homies.
What else you got on your notes there, homie?
Well, I don't... I mean, you don't want to know.
Is it bad talk about me?
No. I have a business idea that came back. But I'll start with this.
Okay.
So you've heard of... you've heard of sologamy?
That's where you're in love with yourself.
Yeah. People are like marrying
themselves. I'm a sologamist.
This, and the reason I bring it up is because I heard it in another podcast. You're like, okay, so to be a sologamist, you have to marry yourself and be in a relationship with only yourself. So you're not a sologamist yet. You get to do this for years, I would think. And maybe the only thing that would be legit is like common law sologamy.
So if I married myself and I wanted a hyphen last name, would it be Lance Andrew Loverink Loverink?
It would be Lance Andrew Loverink hyphen War Machine.
Oh, yeah, War Machine.
Hyphen Machine.
Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You're in love with that guy for some reason.
Pretty much.
We have to talk about two things after this. So what I want to know is when like my...
We're still on sologamy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is this a real thing?
Yes. They've got... I'm not going to get... Since it was done on another podcast, I like listen to podcasts nonstop now. More than... About... Now it's like 50% podcast, 50% music. Mm-hmm. Like pretty much metal now. And, you know, yeah. Shit. Like, that's just where I'm at. So... And I'm loving it. But I heard on another podcast about sologamy, and they've got video or an audio of these people who are just like, I just decided that they're like, they're always like, oh, I'm strong, you know, too strong to be with anyone else and all this bullshit. It's just shit they say to fucking rationalize their fucking stupidity, whatever. But
what podcast are you referring to?
Well, I've heard it on more than one.
Oh, okay.
But I listen a lot to Your Mom's House.
Yeah.
I do the Joe Rogan.
You said I have to listen to the Ari Shaffir one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're... It's probably not as good as the Joe Rogan one because I have a feeling he got more up for Joe Rogan. Like just, rah, rah, you know.
No, Ari's a pretty independent, doesn't get overly excited. He does, but not like, I think Joe Rogan.
So he was
Joe
laid back on Rogan too.
Rogan's got a boner for Ari. Huge boner for Ari.
Well, Ari is like, it's because he's the comic's comic. He will do anything. And one of the stories he tells.
Did he tell you about when he was in the Mall of America and he was hiding pot in stores and giving little.
No, they said that on the Rogan one.
Though. Right. And giving little secrets to where the pot was. And you hit
the cop.
And like, it was in some like clothing store or whatever. And people are like shuffling through like these dresses or whatever. And like they found out by the third time that somebody gave him the hint that Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, they're like, why are you guys ripping through all these dresses, right? And then one of the guys just came, I'm looking for some pot that Ari Shaffir said was going to be there.
And it was cool because the mall cop dude or whatever is like, listen, how did he play it off? He's like,
he goes, what was it, a prank on your listener or your followers or whatever? Or was it real marijuana? And he's like, yeah, I was hiding marijuana.
And he goes, no, listen, was it a farce or did you really... And he said, I was hiding marijuana. And he goes, no.
And he does it so good. He's like, that's why I try not to get too deep. But
that was in the Mall of America.
He's like, I'm fucking telling you, man. I hid the marijuana. What do you want me to say? He's like, was it marijuana or was it fake marijuana?
They were the breast strips.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Was it?
Was it marijuana? Edible breath, whatever.
Or fake breath strips.
Fake breath strips, but. So like an edible.
That's how it went, but not as funny.
He didn't perform that show, but the guy that booked it was like, "We'll get you back in here."
Yeah, that's too bad he didn't get to do it.
Right. That wasn't too long. That was just a couple months ago, I believe.
No, he's been out of town. Remember, he went off.
That was
grid.
Earlier this year.
Yeah. Yep. He went off the grid for a long time.
For 4 months.
Which is weird, but whatever.
Does he pretty much talk about the same stuff on Your Mom's podcast?
No, it's different. It's a lot different. They do a lot of presenting of their funny shit that they do, and he listens to a lot of it. And yeah, so. But yeah, I'm wondering when like my like little segment of society is going to be accepted. You know, it'll be acceptable.
What is it?
It's just, well, I don't know if I want to tell you.
Just bring it up.
I mean, I practice salamami.
like salagamy?
Well, yeah. Except I'm married to a salami.
Yeah. Salamami.
Salamami.
So,
and
can we get t-shirts of those, man?
The t-shirts sound like a great idea. I'd love to get the word out.
We need t-shirts.
About my cause.
Yeah.
It's tearing me apart because I want my family. My wife is okay. Then I'm also married to the, you know, long salami, like old-fashioned salami.
Right.
I mean, that's why I love them. Okay.
Salamami.
Yeah. I'm a salamamist.
Is there a particular type of salamami or salami that you like?
I mean,
like, you know how there's brunettes and redheads and maybe big butts or whatever. Is there like a certain diameter you like and a length?
Well, it's just one salami.
Yeah, I know, but is there a diameter?
Aged and cured. He's about this big around.
So.
And about this long.
Probably about 8 or 9 inches around.
Think about
maybe
it.
Maybe 10.
No, like probably in diameter, probably like a 5-inch.
Circumference diameter. Is about 10
so
or
that'd
12.
Be like 15 or something. Yeah. So.
What's the length of your salami that you like?
It's about this long.
So a foot and a half.
He's about this long.
You like a foot and a half. Is that because it's easier to carry around?
I call him Saladin.
Or just move around inside you?
I don't. No, it's salami isn't about sex. Oh. It's just I love salami. Okay. And it's a regular. He's a regular guy. You know, he's a regular salami. Hard. He's a hard salami. And I'm wondering, like, when is our love going to mean something to society, too? Like, when is it going to be okay? Like, what if I'm on my deathbed and my kids can come and see me and I can send them off and my wife can come and see me and we can have our love? But when can me and my salami, you know, say our last words together?
Are you saying we need to set up a parade in a day for this?
Full on. I think we should start with the parade.
Kind of like Pride weekend, but salami weekend.
Yeah, I would say... Yeah, we call it
Pride weekend just happened.
Yeah, we could call it
But you want to do it more in the summer, maybe late summer. But you don't want to be that close to Pride weekend because that just messes everything up. There's too many.
No, I don't want them together.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
It's not. But I'm saying you can't.
Right, I'm agreeing.
Have it that close to.
What would we call it?
Salamfest. Salamfest.
That I don't want it to sound bad. But I feel like that would get, like, a lot of, like, neo-Nazis and stuff. They'd think it was something else. Like Salam Fest. They might be against.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
In a bad way?
Yeah.
How would they be against Salam Fest in a bad way?
If they hear Salam Fest, I don't think they're thinking salami. I think they're thinking something else.
Mm.
And I don't have a problem with that, but...
Oh, like Islam.
I don't want to draw any negative attention towards.
Yeah, so you want a different name.
Whole aspect. That mm-hmm. Literally, that whole aspect.
That whole aspect.
Yeah, I don't know, like Slamfest or.
Does it have to be a fest? Can we come up with a better.
Yeah, it'd be like. Ooh, cow. Italian Pride Day?
Is salami an Italian. Of it's Italian kind of, origin,
yeah,
or is
yeah.
it more of like a northern Norwegian spinoff of Italian salami or something? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. I don't think
like
so.
Like back in the day, you used to feed it to dire wolves.
I'm gonna have to ask you heard me say it. His name is Saladin.
Saladin?
Yeah.
Is he like is Saladin like the hierarchy, like the. The prophet. Is Saladin the prophet?
No, he's made of salami. Saladin is, he's royal salami. Yeah. There's a reason I chose him. You know, he's powerful salami. He's a hard salami. But yeah, I think.
When did you first meet Saladin?
The name is so good. I didn't think when I came up with the name that it would be that good. So, just to raise awareness for Salamami, Saladin and I was at, and neither of us would normally be caught dead here, okay? Just you, look at me. I'm not going to be hanging out where we met, but I had to
was
run
like
in somewhere
quick.
Was
it like quick. A dark alley that you met him or something?
No, no. I had to run in somewhere quick, and I was going to get some snacks.
You met him at Cub Foods.
No, it was Whole Foods.
Oh.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, look at me. I'm not a Whole Fooder, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he had no choice. Not his first, because he's processed, of course. Not his whole racket, but he went in there on a skid, waiting for a return, and he kind of rolled out of the you know, where the wall opens, and they've got the plastic curtains. He kind of rolled out and hit me in the feet, and I picked him up, and I was like, I've never met a salami anything like you. And
so that's not the one you fell in love with. Was that the one that just opened your eyes to salami?
I was lucky. It was love at first sight.
Okay.
So when I see a salami like that, I knew what I wanted.
You fell in love with him.
I fell in love with my salami.
You are a true salamist. Salamami. Salami. Can't even say it now.
Salamami.
Salamami.
Yeah. I wish I could. That's my problem. I could never be like, you can't do. I cannot keep a straight face.
When I can when sometimes. Depends on my mood.
Okay. I thought it was funny when I said Saladin. Saladin? When you said Saladin, I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life. To hear someone else say that.
I got posters of Saladin in my room. He's a fucking cool dude.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with him.
Well, he's like, he does.
I appreciate, and I totally am 100% behind you on this.
You guys
this.
Are friends.
You're friends, but I'm backing your love for it, or him.
Or, and it's a weird marriage. It's not sexual. It's not like about eating or drinking.
It can get a little greasy sometimes, right?
Yeah, it can get a little greasy. I mean, I'm not going to lie. When we roll around a little bit, you know.
Salam, you get the salam sweats?
Yeah, you know, you just kind of like.
That's when you know it's real.
You know,
that's when you know your salami is real.
A lot of grease right here in my hair. And up when I had a goatee, I would get it in my goatee. Yeah.
You got to be careful, though, because that dude can dry out if he sits out too long.
Well, I take good care of my salami.
Right.
So he's never going to
dry out. Do you refrigerate your salami?
I built him a humidor.
Oh.
Yeah,
you just put them in a climate control where there's not.
It is chilled. Right. It's a chilled climate, but
right,
it's
but not super cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like adding an ice cube to like a warm wine. Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, and
like,
it's another thing.
You know, like if people get red wine, they're like, you know, I don't, because I like sometimes I like a chilled red wine a little bit, but I like add a cube or two. You kind of do that with the salami, right?
As far as the preservation goes, it's more like if you know, just wrap your cheese up. After you eat a piece,
yeah.
Otherwise, with your wine and maybe another salami that doesn't have a living spirit like mine does, you just wrap the cheese up so it doesn't get old and
crusty.
Yeah, you
gotta be smart about it. It's like
you got to take good care of your salami,
right? You got to show your salami love, or it's not going to show you love back,
right? And that's
if you don't take care of your salami, things won't get greasy again.
It's funny how close the name does sound to salagami, but. And salami, like you're saying, it really is a two-way street.
It is. You have to give back, and it'll give back to you.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that, you know, the whole salami and salami community has really accepted us.
And if you really take care of your...
Because usually it's women, honestly.
If you really take care of your salami, it's like a good, you know, like Latino woman that you date. She'll take good care of
good
you.
Good care of you, yeah.
But if you
real
fuck that salami over, that salami's going to fuck you over.
Yeah, you got to have... Yeah, you got to treat it right.
Right.
Yep, treat them right. And it is usually...
Or him or her. It doesn't...
It is,
you know,
usually like
I'm not
50, 60-year-old Italian women that practice salamami. But, you know, there's a wider, much more diverse community now than there was when I first met him 7 years ago. Yeah.
It's been 7 years?
Yeah, we have a common law salamami.
How much has he opened your eyes?
To the rights of salamis.
Yeah.
All around of...
That's why you want to start this.
It always catches me on that. To the rights of all salami across the globe.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Slam fest.
I think so. I don't think salam fest. I don't want to get confused.
You know, it could almost get to the point where it's recognized as by the state. And you know.
That's what I'm hoping to kind of push.
Right.
Yeah.
But not just the state. The government as well. The federal government as well. you know, but that's more to state to state.
It's
you have to conquer.
I'm a Republic guy. I'm a state guy.
Right.
You know, I'm a Federalist Papers guy.
Right.
You know, I believe in the power of the state. So if we could just get it in a few states where people know that their people and salami alike will know that their rights are being observed. You know, sometimes people meet two salami and wed them, help them get wed, but it's still not recognized by the state. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I think Minnesota would be a great kind of cultivating ground for this movement. You know,
yeah,
all of my friends.
We could be the pioneer. I mean, you could be the pioneer of it. You know how
I don't want it to be about me.
Colorado is to be a about certain the pioneer with a green plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Minnesota
for their love of yeah.
Minnesota could be that entity.
I think so.
With yeah. salami.
Yeah, it'd be less work. You know, it's just you can order salami online now.
You can get. You know, if I pulled up my phone, which I can't, but and you went on Amazon.
This is it right here. Right.
I'm sure you can go on Amazon and order like cases of salami.
Yeah, and that'd be more for like if you were trying to just
the problem with this is
matchmake
not recognized by the state as like a love and a relationship and a right for people to do and have.
Yeah, I would say the main problem is there's a mass kind of dismissal of the idea right away.
Well, and people like, just you know people think of salami and they think consuming.
Yeah, they want to eat it.
But
you
not.
Don't eat. You don't want to eat your partner,
no.
right? I mean, you don't like no. consume your partner. You want to share.
No, it's kind of like along the same sense of like killer whales in captivity with SeaWorld. No, you just can't do it. I mean, it's not yeah. quite the same analogy, but like you just don't do that. Like if you.
But in this case, like the humans would be like the killer whales. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the salamis would be the victims of the eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salami eaters are really the main issue we're having. But there's salami that doesn't have a spirit. We need to really...
It goes over so many people's heads, they just don't see it.
Well, and really what we had to start with, I think, at the base, when we're cultivating this idea, is really educate people on telling the difference between salami with souls.
So how do you start that? Do you get... I mean, you start with a few people, and then it just kind of grows from there, you know, like...
Yeah, I think starting right here is really a beautiful
right.
thing.
And then, you know, through this podcast, you'll learn of salami... And
it's real grassroots.
What you can do if you truly believe in what Adam has felt through this is, you know, try it. And then
yeah.
if you find that greasy spot
that you love yeah.
then you can, you know, start learning and, you know, reciprocating and then spreading the word for Salamimus like Adam. Yeah.
Yep, Salamimus worldwide. Well, thank you. So... I mean, I didn't want it to turn into a public announcement, but I really think that's something
I think it's
we
an important topic.
Yeah.
I think it's something that should be talked about, and I think a lot of people just kind of let it go by the wayside, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, let's just personify more, you know, what Saladin is doing. We'll just get into it real quick, and then I guess we could end it there, you know? He's an entrepreneur. He is an avid cyclist.
He's involved in a little politics just because of
politics. Yeah.
Just because that's, you know,
to forward the movement. But he's into salads. He loves salads. You know, he's like a salad chef, if you will.
Yeah. And cheeses and eggs. I heard he's a fan of eggs and cheese.
He is. He's against meats on salad.
Yeah.
He says it kind of spoils. The whole ambiance.
He doesn't really frown upon bacon, though.
The whole palate, I guess you could say.
Anything else, though, like chicken and steak, he's like, no.
Yeah. Like processed bacon bits.
I think he's got a problem.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying he's biased or anything, but...
He does a lot of theater.
Yeah.
You know, like he did a remake of... What am I thinking of? The King and I, you know? And Aladdin. You know,
well, he originally did a Rent show here, too, on Broadway.
He loved Rent, yeah. And he loved the time he spent there with them.
But that was like his start.
You'd be surprised when I ask, you know, when was the closest you got to being eaten? It was the Rent set. It was the set of Rent.
Yeah, I'm sure he was on there.
It was weird.
Was he sweating? And you're
just
the nervous?
His normal greasy, you know,
yeah.
self.
But I'm sure he was a little bit more greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still, you know, like, greasing like, it up.
Especially when you got those lights on you.
This is like, I tried to pick him up and I was whoop. Almost dropped you, like, little
I'm
buddy.
Sorry, guy.
Oh, man.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh,
it's Aladdin.
Sorry. So sorry. Yeah.
It's very touching.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested in this. I just don't need to see you just trying to make out with a salami.
Yeah, I don't. I just.
I'm totally behind you 100%.
Illustrating
in this,
that my wife is not going to like this part of the show because she's happy, you know, that we're and she's very open.
Right.
But I don't think she's.
So you're saying you have somewhat of an open marriage?
No, because in again, this aspect, it's not sexual. And it's not even like eating.
Okay.
So it's more of just like a companion to the family.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but it's still a marriage.
But that companion's very biased towards you.
People try to say, oh, you're practicing a form of like polygamy. And I'm like, no, that's not it.
It's almost polygamy it's different. If it was sexual.
It's much different. No, it's much different.
Yeah, I'm saying if it were sexual.
It's like some people have an au pair, you know, and they consider them part of the family.
A what?
An au pair.
What's that?
Like a nanny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They consider them part
like
of
Mrs.
the family.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She cooks awesome lemon pies.
Shit.
Jesus.
We're doing a quiet cast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. I'm glad we persevered.
Yeah. I like I said,
subject.
I'm total 100% behind you on this.
I feel like that we might get a little bit of pushback.
We're down to one.
Like, that went on way too fucking long.
No, it's perfect.
Well,
I think that's good, buddy.
I think we better, since we're doing a quiet cast, I think we probably better wrap it up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add about?
No, I want to just say, again, I am speaking on behalf of Adam and his salamist relationship with Saladin. Support. And if you're going to support anything else, we would love you to,
so much to me.
Support the Flummery as well by liking, commenting, sharing Facebook, YouTube, theflummery.net. You can't really like it there, but that's just a venue to our means to listening to. But, you know, it would mean a lot to us if you, you know, commented on our YouTube or liked our YouTube channel and or our Facebook page. So. We can't thank you enough. This is our quiet cast. This is number 26 with Adam and Lance. And I think we're out.
We're out. You're sitting next to me.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra stick for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside. And it's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Brand new gin that baby put on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love.